This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. As we know, drought impacts many communities and farmers more so than others. I'm joined by Minister for Resources, Water and Northern Australia, Keith Pitt. Keith, how are you?
Oh, great, mate. Great to be with you.
So the latest round of the on-farm emergency water infrastructure rebate scheme has opened. What's going on?
Well, it's more money on the table that helps farmers certainly prepare for droughts, which we know will always happen in the future at some point in time. This is another $7.8 million that'll support around 500 potentially drought-affected primary producers in South Australia.
So what kind of projects does this money go towards?
Well, it's for vital on-farm water infrastructure. So that's things like water storage pumps, pipes, desilting of dams. This is about ensuring that you can be as prepared as possible. It's a really popular scheme. It was oversubscribed last time, and you know, people like Rowan Ramsey and Tony Pass and some of your local regional members in South Australia fought hard. And with me, we've doubled the funding now to $100 million. So this is another $50 million on the table.
So how many people have accessed this scheme so far?
Well, there's around 500 applications in South Australia that will receive their rebates. And that's on top of the 500-odd that have already been provided assistance under the scheme since August 2018. But this is good news. The state and the Commonwealth working together to help potentially drought-affected farmers be more resilient.
Of course, unfortunately, drought isn't something that's going to go away anytime soon. Is this, a scheme, depending on how successful this current round is, that will continue on into the future as well?
I will give it the previous interest where it was overrun with application. I'm sure we'll be able to expand this scheme fairly rapidly. So we have doubled the funding already to $100 million. Let's get that out on the ground and delivered in those smaller communities in particular, because it does help the local shop, it does help the local ag supplier, it does help those local installers as well. So this is money into regional communities.
And I guess what's the feedback been like from primary producers who have been the beneficiaries of this scheme in the past?
Oh, it's incredibly popular. That's why the scheme needed more funding. That's why we fought so hard to deliver more. And really pleased that the South Australian government has come to the party because they are combining with us. It's a dollar-for-dollar scheme for moving forward, unlike the previous one. And that'll ensure that we do manage the administration and, of course, the delivery in a reasonable time.
And I guess what's the water situation like in regional SA at the moment? I guess we did see major rains in New South Wales recently. Has that had any impact on Australia's, I guess, water resources?
Oh, well, across the Murray-Darling Basin, of which South Australia is a part, a significant part of it is anyway, it's over 50% on average. So there was good falls in a number of locations in the southern part of Australia, and the forecast was strong. We've got some inflows coming into Menindee from rain in the northern parts of the basin, we'd expect in the next few weeks. We'll have a better gauge on it then. But it's been a good season to date. Certainly, we want to see all of those farmers get as much in the tin as possible in this season.
And I guess once this is all sorted, and I guess this round of water infrastructure has begun construction or has been finished, where do we go from here?
Well, I think let's get this on the ground first. Let's get those individuals who are entitled to the rebate paid and get their money rebated to them as they should be. I mean, they invested in good faith. So there's about 500 applications already there for which we can provide the rebate, and then we'll get the next round open and start working on that.
So what qualifies a producer for the rebate?
Well, effectively, they spend up to $100,000 on infrastructure, and they're eligible to claim up to 25% of that as a rebate. So it's capped at $25,000. But the state and the Commonwealth are putting half of that rebate forward each. That'll ensure that the fund is managed appropriately, but also that we get the best bang for our buck. And the farmers, of course, get the opportunity to build resilience into their operation.
So I'm guessing that with the 500 people that have been ticked off for this round, there were more applications than that?
Well, these are the overrun from the previous round already, so we're clearing those. We'll have another round for further applicants once we clear the current overrun. We want to make sure that those 500 farmers, they're in areas supported by Tony Passan and Rowan Ramsey and other regional MPs. They fought hard to make sure they got those rebates after the fund expended early, and we want to make sure they get that money in their pocket.
No worries. Well, Minister, thank you so much for your time today.
Mate, great to be with you. Great to be with your listeners.
That was Keith Pitt, Minister for Resources, Water and Northern Australia on your Classic It's Breakfast.